but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Continue talking about walking the talk, and tonight we're specifically going to speak about walking in peace. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. We're going to go over a real familiar scripture here, some scriptures that we've been reading for about the last 8 weeks. Verse 1 says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins," means that he's the atoning sacrifice or the cure for our sins, "and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments." Verse 4. "He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abides in him, ought himself also to walk even as he walked." Hallelujah. Verse 6 is a powerful scripture. Amen. Verse 4 is also powerful. "He that saith," a lot of people saying things. "He that saith, I know him, and keeps not his commandment, is a liar, and the truth's not in him." I mean, just as plain and simple. If you say you know Jesus, but you're not walking in obedience, the scripture says you are a liar, and that the truth's not in you. So, praise God, it make you want to shape up, doesn't it? I mean, if I say I know Jesus and I'm not obeying, I'm not keeping the word, then the scripture says, Greg, you're lying. You don't have the truth in you. If the truth's in you, if it's really in you, you're going to obey. Everybody say that. If the truth is in me, I'm going to obey. Now say it this way. Since the truth is in me, I must obey. Say, I'm going to obey because I got truth on the inside. I'm walking in the truth. I'm obedient. I know him. Amen. Now, verse 6 says, "He that saith he abides in him," that means if you say Jesus living in you, that you're living in him, that you're abiding in him, you're maintaining fellowship with him. "He that saith, I abide in him," I'm in fellowship with him, I'm in close communion. To abide means to dwell, to remain. It means to be living in close quarters together. So if I say that I'm living in Christ and Christ is living in me, he said, then I ought to walk just like he walked. Why? Because if you're that close to the Lord, he's talking to you. If you're living that close to him, then he's giving you instructions every day. He's telling you how to live your life, and he's not going to tell you to live contrary to the way he lived. Amen. If I'm walking with the Lord, then I got to be doing what I see him do. That means I'm going to be doing just what he would do. Amen. Praise God. I mean, think about it. If you're abiding in him, he's abiding in you. You're certainly not going to be walking opposite of him, or you're not going to be walking contrary to the way that he's walking. If you're walking together with him, then you will be living the way he lived. Why? Because if you start doing something that he don't like, he going to tell you about it, and you're going to straighten up. Amen. Why? Because you're walking in obedience. Amen. Why are you walking in obedience? Because you're in close contact with him, and when you take a step in the wrong direction, the Holy Ghost is there to say, no, don't go that way, go this way. He keeps you acting just like Jesus. Amen. See, most people, religion would tell you, you can't be like the Lord. That is the voice of religion. Religion will tell you you can't imitate God. How you going to imitate somebody you ain't never seen? See, that's all religion. Religion will not allow you to have relationship with God. Religion keeps God at a distance. Religion calls you to focus on you. Relationship with God calls you to focus on Him. You're not supposed to be self-conscious. You're supposed to be God-conscious. Oh, I'm just worried about how I'm doing. No, think about how God is. Your mind's supposed to be on God, right? You're supposed to keep your eyes on Jesus, right? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finish of our faith. Amen. We're supposed to be looking at Him. I don't find nowhere in the Bible where it says, look at me. Now, it tells me to examine myself. That's the only time I'm supposed to look, when I'm examining, when I'm looking for something that ain't like Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. My eyes supposed to be primarily on Him. Because if I want to live like He lived, then I've got to see how He lived. Amen. And the Holy Spirit came to reveal to us the things of Christ. The Holy Spirit shows us how to live just like Jesus lived. Everybody say, I can live just like Jesus. I can walk just like He walked. Can you walk just like Jesus walked? Can you live just like He lived? Do you have the power that He has? Huh? Do you have the same life in you that He has?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Do you have victory just like He have victory?
Yes.
Do you have peace like He have peace?
Yes.
Do you have His joy in you?
Yes.
You have His strength in you?
Yes.
You have His nature in you?
Yes.
Then how come you can't walk just like Him?
Yes.
Are you a new creature?
Yes.
With some new features?
Yes.
Did the old things pass away?
Yes.
Is everything becoming new right now?
Yes.
Are you a joint heir with Jesus?
Yes.
Are you an heir of God?
Yes.
Are you the righteousness of God in Christ?
Yes.
You are.
Yes.
You are all of that?
Yes.
You redeemed?
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
You a royal priesthood?
Yes.
Holy nation?
Yes.
Peculiar people?
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Boy, the devil gonna have trouble with y'all.
Yes.
See, when you believe these kind of things, he's going to have trouble with you. See, you ain't going to go along with the program. See, the devil like people go along with the program. They easy. He like easy Christians. Easy Christians don't know nothing. They stay ignorant. They think they walking with God and walking with the devil. Now, let me ask you this here. If you are living in close quarters with the devil, and he's abiding in you and you abiding in him, who you gonna act like? Are you gonna walk just like he walked? Huh? It makes sense, don't it? If you hang out with the devil, who you gonna start acting like? All right, you hang out with Jesus, who's gonna start acting like? All right, so it's not so hard to walk like Jesus walked if you fellowship with him all the time. If you hang out with the devil all the time, you're going to start acting like him. You're going to pick up some of his characteristics. Right? And the devil is ugly. He mean. Y'all don't hear me say it again. No, I see it in here. He's like, mean. The devil's a mean devil. Full of hatred. He's full of bitterness. All he think about is stealing, killing, and destroying. I mean, you wouldn't even hang out with a human being that was like that. If you had a serial killer that wanted to go home with you and spend the night with you, would you let him? Huh? You wouldn't let a serial killer in your house? Why? Cause she say, because she got sense. What if he say, I ain't going to harm you? I ain't going to mess with you. You can sleep peacefully. How many of you would sleep peacefully if you had to, if you didn't have a choice? Huh? She said, if God would tell you. You know what? The truth is, even if God told you to let him spend the night, you'd be sleeping one eye open. Have the door locked. From top to the bottom, chair up against the door. Make sure you got your phone charged up. 911 on speed dial. Oh, yeah. See, that's the way the devil is. But see, people invite the devil in all the time, and he worse than the worst serial killer that you know. He hold out worse company than that. But he's sneaky. And he'll try to befriend you so he can stab you in the back. Actually, he's so cruel, he stab you in the front side. He stab you in the chest. He hit you and then point the blame at God, put a finger and say, look what God did to you. Because he's a major liar. He's a liar. So I can see this here now. I'm glad God gave me that tonight. I'm so glad he gave that to me. Because we can see the principle so clearly that if you hang out with the devil, you're going to pick up his mannerisms. You're going to pick up his ways. You're going to be just like him. The more you hang out with him, the more evil you're going to become as a human being. Because there's no good in him. There's no truth in him. There's nothing good in the devil. And you can see this principle that if you're abiding in the devil and the devil's abiding in you, you're going to walk just like he walked. You're going to be doing the things that he would do. Why? Because he'll be there telling you what to do. Hey, do this here. Go tell them off. If they say anything, just jack them up. I mean, the devil have you doing crazy things, right? Because he crazy. So I can see this principle that if I hang out with Jesus regular and I let him speak into my life and I want a fellowship with him, and I'm inviting him every day, Jesus, come live with me. Jesus, be with me today. Show yourself. Reveal yourself to me. I want to do just like you do. I'm going to tell you, the Lord will start revealing himself to you, and he'll start teaching you. He'll start leading you and guiding you. And before you know it, you got the fruit of the Spirit in you. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such, the Bible says, there's no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections thereof. Hallelujah. So I can walk just like Jesus walked. Amen.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
I'm Greg Tejada, and I'd like to tell you about my new book that has just been released. It's titled Christmas, More Than a Good Story. This book takes a look at Christmas from God's perspective and what he's revealed about himself and how it relates to us. I share 10 powerful truths that reveal the heart of God. These truths will inspire hope and build your faith and teach you the hidden wisdom and revelation revealed in the Christmas message. Christmas is more than a good story. It's a message from the heart of God to ours. You will never see Christmas the same after reading this book. This book is great for parents who want to teach their children the truth about Christmas. It is an excellent Bible study for anyone who wants to know God better. It is outstanding for evangelistic outreaches, not to mention it's the perfect Christmas gift for family and friends. In a word, this book is life-changing. It's a Christmas book with year-round application and relevance. My first book, Christmas, More Than a Good Story, is now available for a gift of $12 postage paid. To obtain your copy, write us today and send a check or money order for $12 to Greg Tejada, P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315, or call us at 318-442-8100. You can also get the book on my website, gregtejada.com. The book is also available at our church office, 4701 Lee Street, and in Hastings in Alexandria. Get your copy today. God bless you.